USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Suspects are being taken into custody in the wake of a riverboat dock brawl that went viral last weekend in Alabama. So far, police in Montgomery say one person has turned themselves in and two more were expected to come in soon. Police Chief Daryl Albert says police talked with several people at the scene.
13 individuals were detained and brought to police headquarters for questioning and interview.
He says there are no racially biased charges at this time. Said they have consulted with the FBI to ensure the appropriate charges are filed. Former President Trump is telling a crowd of supporters in New Hampshire that President Biden is weaponizing the Justice Department for political purposes.
They talked about it, but nobody ever did it, never to this extent, and ordered his top political opponent, me, arrested.
A massive crowd waited for hours in the rain to hear Trump Tuesday claim that his poll numbers go up after every indictment filed against him. His comments come as a D.C. judge this week considers whether to issue a protective order in Trump's election interference case. Wall Street closing with stocks lower Tuesday. This comes after credit rating agency Moody's downgraded America's banking sector. As a result, banks like M&T Bank and Pinnacle Financial fell sharply. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 158 points. There's a new national monument in the U.S. Southwest.
Nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
Preserving these lands is good not only for Arizona, but for the planet. It's good for the economy. It's good for the soul of the nation.
During a visit to the Arizona site on Tuesday, President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. It's part of the president's plan to conserve 30% of U.S. land and waters by 2030. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
ESPN is launching ESPN Bet with Penn Entertainment. It'll be a branded sports book for U.S. fans. Penn Entertainment is rebranding its current sports book and will relaunch this fall in the 16 states where it's legalized. An ESPN statement says it aims to give fans the ability to place bets with less friction. The southernmost portion of the U.S.-Mexico border wall is being torn down.
The section of border wall that extends into the Pacific Ocean and runs through the binational garden called Friendship Park began the demolition and replacement process. Parts of the wall have been standing for over 50 years and are showing signs of corrosion and deterioration. After years of delays from the pandemic, renovations began Friday, and photographers worked quickly to document the extensive murals on the Mexico side of the wall that express thoughts on U.S.-Mexico immigration. I'm John Fink.
Massachusetts Democratic governors declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing immigrant crisis. Governor Mara Healey made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Police in Miami are recovering dozens of cars that were sunk in a lake. The Miami-Dade Police Department says divers were dispatched to Doral Lake.
We're not going to discard the possibility of some type of fraud that can also could occur and other some type of foul plays like a homicide.
So far, it's believed they were stolen. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?